man. You already know what time it is. Your boy DC on Fly, rocking with my young gun or my little bro, man. DJ Prince, no lag.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and this is so cool. A guy that we know, actually a co-worker of ours, and I almost feel like he's a kid. He's so young, but this kid is so talented. We know him as DJ Prince. Hey, how's it going, bud?
How you doing?
Good. Now, what's your real name? Are we keeping that like off the record?
My real name is Ryan.
Okay. What do you like to be called? Do you like to always be called DJ Prince, or does everybody call you Ryan?
More so just family calls me Ryan, but Prince is cool either way.
All right, cool, man. Now, we're talking to you because you were reading the news stories. We're like, wait a minute. We know DJ Prince. You were at a huge birthday party DJ, and we are
proud
of you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No, who'd you get to DJ? Whose birthday?
I was the DJ for Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party.
What? How did this happen? I am so just shooketh that you're 16, right?
17.
Okay, you're 17.
He's mature, Alex. 17.
Sorry, you're 17 years old. You live here in Indianapolis, where we broadcast out of, and you get a call from Jennifer Aniston to fly, I'm assuming, to L.A.?
Yes, it was
so
to L.A.
Walk us through that.
So it was somebody from her team, I think it was a friend of hers, they reached out to me in DM via Instagram, and they asked if I wanted to DJ for a party. They never let me know when and where. A couple days went by, and I told them that yes, I was interested, and they let me know eventually that it was for Jennifer Aniston, and I just went around the house just going crazy. Just telling my dad it's Jennifer Aniston, and telling my mom and dad that who it was for, and they were just going crazy as well. But I was just ecstatic from knowing that, me being 17, that I would have that chance and opportunity to do it. But then eventually I calmed myself down, and I knew that I have, it's still me being professional. So next thing I knew, I was out to LA to DJ a party.
Wow.
Now, did you think at all, like, I don't know if it'd be catfishing, but you're like, when they told you, like, well, this is going to be for Jennifer Aniston, I'm like, oh, okay, thanks, bye.
A little bit at first, I wasn't thinking that it was too real, or in the back of my mind, it was like, no way, it can't be real.
So when they first approached you, did they straight up tell you, like, this is what we're offering, we're going to pay for your flight and everything, or what?
They did that eventually once we talked a few times, but eventually throughout that process, I think it was like towards the end is when they told me where it was going to be and who it was going to be for.
So did they offer to fly only you out, or did you get to bring your dad, or
yes,
what?
Yes, I brought my dad. Yes,
oh my gosh, that's so fun. So then did they put you up in a hotel in LA?
Yes, the best hotel.
It was
so much fun. Just outside of just doing the party, it was me and my dad having that time to spend with each other and do things, go to the mall or just go to the beach or just do anything. It was just the best time.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're talking to DJ Prince, who was just all over the news last week. He got to DJ Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party. Now, I saw a few people that were there at the party, which I don't know how you're so calm and collected at 17, because I'm 33 and I'm like pooping my pants reading about that. Because like Porkchop used to DJ, I used to DJ, not like you. Like, you mix, I've seen your stuff. You're incredible. And how can people actually check you out too? What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is IamDJPrince01. My Instagram again is IamDJPrince01. Twitter is DJPrince01.
Okay, so like we've done some, not like you're DJing, and I got so nervous at weddings. Like I messed it up. I'm like, please welcome for the first time, Mr. and Mr. It was actually a guy and a girl, so I really butchered that one. But I mean, who was there that, I don't know if there's anybody you can't talk about, but was it like Pharrell there? I think Ellen was there.
Yes, Pharrell, Ellen, Robert Downey Jr., Sandra Bullock, Leonardo DiCaprio.
What? Leo was there.
Everybody, any and everybody that you can think of that runs Hollywood was in that party that night. And it was, I told my dad that I was going to try to keep my cool, and he kept me down a little bit. But,
so did your dad get to go to the party too?
Yes, he did.
No way.
So in the back of my mind, I was hype. I was screaming, but in reality, yeah. I had to keep my composure and stay professional at it.
Did you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement,
yes,
or anything?
I did.
No way.
Yeah, to make sure that none of the paparazzi or tabloids or anything like that would get in the way. So yeah, I did.
And Brad Pitt was supposed to be there because people said they were being friendly. And of course, they used to be married. There was a huge fallout, big scandal. Did you see the two of them together that night?
Honestly, I was so focused on making sure that I had everybody on the dance floor, which I did. I wouldn't have even known if they were together or not.
DJ Prince, you're supposed to be a good mole for us.
Yes. I'm sorry, but I just made sure that I was looking at the dare store that whole time.
Okay.
Was it the craziest house that you've ever been to? Like, sickest?
I think so. It was it's most definitely up there on my list of greatest parties that I've done. I think that would be first, and I opened for DJ Jazzy Jeff a few years ago.
Cool.
So those are definitely my top two that are up there on the list.
Who stuck out to you the most on the dance floor out of all of those A-listers that were there?
I think Ellen was the one that stuck out the most.
That is so perfect.
Yeah, Ellen is a very great dancer. Her and Pharrell Williams, they were the two that really stuck out the most that night.
Wow.
Could you imagine walking out of the dance floor, you're about to break it down, you see Ellen, you're like, crap, I gotta go get a drink. I can't dance against her.
So did you get to meet or talk with Jennifer?
Yes, I did. I actually danced with Jennifer as well. So that was the highlight of my night, just making sure that she had fun, making sure that I made her night just all together. So it was just a special event for me to be in the environment of so many legendary people at 17. It was amazing. I couldn't have asked for anything else.
Now, I know you're 17, so you're young. Have you actually ever seen an episode of Friends?
Yes, I have. Just seeing it when I was younger, I would watch it with my mom and dad sometimes. And I didn't really understand it then. But growing up, I think I would understand it more and having a better respect for it, being that I've met her. I think now me watching her on TV and knowing that I've met her in real life, it puts things into perspective for me, knowing that how blessed I am to have been in that situation at such a young age.
Right.
Now, you said you got to dance. Was it like a slow dance? Because if it was, I was wondering if we could slow dance, because then I could say that I kind of had a slow dance with Jennifer Aniston.
It was a little bit of mixture, a little bit in between. It was slow and mixed with a little bit of a pop and hip hop and reggae, just a little bit in between.
So earlier Joe mentioned, him and I, we DJ weddings and stuff. So I'm just curious, like, one big song I would play, like, I don't know, mostly for kids, is like Pharrell, like Happy. Mm-hmm. Did you play any of his music?
I did. I played it before I knew he was there.
Oh.
So for me, I try not to play an artist's music if I know that artist is there.
Why?
Because I think that it could come off as kind of cheesy,
like you're trying to kiss up.
Exactly. So I'm thinking, or that I would think that person is thinking, okay, this is my song, I hear it all the time, so why play it in this environment? So it was, I think it was good for me that I played his song before that I knew that he was going to be there. So that was good.
Were there any strange song requests that you got during the night?
You're like, I can't play this, you're going to kill the mix. Like, I'm sorry.
No, actually, everything that everybody requested was actually good.
So match the song request with the celebrity.
Jennifer wanted a song by Duran Duran. She wanted Rio. Ellen wanted Disco.
Okay.
And Robert Downey Jr., he wanted Alicia Myers.
Okay.
Wow.
Did you get to at least have a fishbowl with your business cards or something out there?
Oh, I did. I made sure that my dad had the business cards out that night.
That's so awesome. Did you get pictures?
Oh, yes, I did. I got pictures with Ellen, Pharrell, Miss Aniston.
Were you allowed to post it?
Yes, I was.
Okay, cool. So we can put it up on our Instagram at Joan Alex Show?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
And maybe we can get a picture with us, which I'm sure we'll get 2 likes. You talked about DJing for Jazzy Jeff and doing other things earlier, and now after Jennifer Aniston, is there anybody that you love to? Maybe they're listening to this podcast later. They're like, oh, okay, DJ Prince is available. Like, who would you love to, like, DJ?
I think that the top of my list that I was always wanted to DJ for was Jay-Z.
Oh,
that was,
yeah.
That's my favorite rapper. So that's definitely on the top of that list.
Would you be okay if Beyonce was also there?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, how in the world did Jennifer Aniston's people even find you? Just because you have such a big Instagram following?
Yes, I think that's what it is, from being reposted a few times. on Explore page on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, if you've never seen, like, I like to watch sometimes on your Instagram. He just does some cool mixes, like 1 minute or so, because obviously that's how long you can do. And they're really good. I'm not surprised that they saw you, DJ Prince.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Well, do you guys have any other questions? I mean, I could go on and on, but I think eventually these questions I'm going to ask will not be allowed to be legally answered.
Was Jennifer Aniston, like, actually glowing? Because I just, like, picture her legitimately glowing.
Yeah, she was. She didn't look 50 at all.
Oh,
you would
yeah.
never think that she's 50. She still looks 21.
Did a butler answer the door and offer you a drink when you first got there? Anything yeah. random?
So I walked in. I told him that I was a drinker off the bat. I have a drinking problem, so I told them I need to be loaded with Sprite that night. but yeah, everything was just normal. Everything was great.
That's so cute. We're so excited that we got to talk to you about this. This
Thank
is like
you.
So interesting. Such a neat story, and that you work in the same building as us. That's very cool.
All right. Hey, DJ Prince, thank you so much for coming in today to the Joe and Alex show. Do you got anything else going on? I'm going to plug your social media in a second, but anything else going on where people could check you?
Yes, I do. I actually have a 12-city tour coming up. And we'll be in Memphis, Nashville, Denver, Colorado City, San Diego, LA, Chicago, Tacoma, and Seattle. And the tour is basically about helping kids understand the life of school. It's almost like a play, and I'll be providing the music, but it's called XQ Super School Live, and that's basically what the whole show is going to be about, helping kids understand and get a better feel and like for school than what they're normally used to.
So if people want to check you out, let's see, you're actually on our sister station. You DJ on Hot 96.3 here in Indianapolis, Indiana. When can people listen to you mix then?
You can listen to me mix Friday nights 9 to 10 and Saturdays on the Prince Kickback 5 to 7.
All right, and if people want to check you out on Instagram or Twitter, what are those handles?
My Instagram is IamDJPrince01. IamDJPrince01, and my Twitter is DJPrince01.
All right, DJ Prince, thank you so much, man, for coming on
Thanks
in.
Thanks for having me.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.